It is 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Friday, January 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hopefully you are dialing us in. Everybody's listening, streaming live. At some point in time, you can, of what's going on in Phoenix right now with Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. We have links on our website on thepowerhour.com where you can actually go hear frontline doctors and speakers talking about all of the persecution that Americans, especially the unvaccinated, are facing today. And it's really funny. We talked earlier in the last hour about the woman who went to the dentist and got COVID from her dentist. The entire office is vaccinated. Makes you wonder. You know, you got to watch out who you hang on to or where you hang out with. Dr. Syed Haider's COVID protocols are on our website. And we want you to go and look at them because he will actually, he's a frontline doctor who will fill your medicine cabinet with whatever you need to survive COVID before you get it. Scout's honor, be prepared. It's the way it is. This hour, we have Dr. Michelle Perro with us. She's a clinician, an independent practitioner, researcher, educator, and lecturer. And she's into pediatrics. That's what she does, holistic pediatrician, 40 years in the field in acute and integrative medicine. She's a member of the HHRA Science Advisory Board, and she really gives a damn about our kids. What's Making Our Children Sick is a book she's a co-author of, working for decades to restore wellness to kids, despite what our government wants to do to them. Dr. Michelle Perro, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
And so let's start out by kind of giving me the 40,000-foot view of this book you co-authored, What's Making Our Children Sick. Obviously, I'm looking at some of my show notes, and it's talking about GMO food and associated pesticides and all the garbage food that, you know, kids, parents put in front of their kids in the morning at the breakfast table. You want to elaborate on that and give our listeners the 40,000 view of all this.
Absolutely. When I woke up myself, kind of in the mid-career as regarding that our children were no longer well, I was serendipitously dropped into the conversation regarding GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and their associated pesticides. You don't eat them themselves. And we now have been eating that stuff, mostly our children, for 23 years. We are the living science experiment. Despite endless data on the harms of both the pesticides and the GMOs, we've not been able to remove it, regulate it, label it, and it's clear that the leading ingredient, which is glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, which there is some legislation around it, but not enough, is a carcinogen, impairs detoxification, is an antibiotic, ruins the kids' microbiome, which is the leading edge of science right now. So our children have impaired health from an impaired gut, which then affects their brain. And, Dave, there's something called the gut-brain axis, and it's what's making me very concerned right now regarding this gut-brain microbiome axis and then all the other environmental toxicants, which we can talk about, that they are now experiencing it. This is a cocktail of a toxic soup disaster for our children.
That is sad. The number 844-769-2944. Listeners, this is your chance. If you have kids and you think that there's something going on that, you know, you can become more aware of, we have a holistic pediatrician here on the show that can potentially answer your question. And all you got to do is get on the phone, 844-769-2944. We have a lot of homeschool moms out there that I know Dr. Perro are very, very astute and alert as to what their kids are putting in their mouth, unlike a lot of the kids that are in the mainstream that are going to these public schools. And I got to wonder, you know, they're eating these reduced lunches or whatever the case may be. These lunches are also part of the problem, aren't they?
You know, you're spot on, Dave. So the average American child can eat anywhere from 1 to 3 meals in schools. And the FDA has not done its job in making sure that kids receive adequate nutrition. These foods, particularly I'll pick on the state of California where I reside, they're wrapped in plastic and then baked for 350 degrees for a few minutes to heat them up. Not only are they getting GMOs and pesticides, and the major fruit groups in their foods are apple juice and ketchup, they are also getting a dose of plastics from the heating process in their food, which is a toxic nightmare. So parents, the first thing we do, you must do, is Number one, send your kid lunch to school if you're able. Two, to buy organic. And parents say, how do I do that? I say, stop eating out. Yep. And get off the processed food wheel, because 85% of it is organic, is better, contains GMO ingredients, which is the soy lecithin. So we have to return to parents and children, kids can get in the kitchen, folks, making their own meals, because what we're serving up in school lunches, restaurants, kids' menus, takeout, is unhealthy food choices. If parents want to know that, have them go into a major chain like Costco. I don't mean to pick on Costco. In the morning, when you see all the restaurants purchasing their food, it's all the cheap canola oil, GMO, pesticides, and cheapest ingredients, and that, and making food taste good with cheap stuff. So we have to protect our children's guts, and the way you do that is by what they eat. Food is medicine is the most important message I can give your listeners today.
Oh, Mom, why can't I have the chicken nuggets?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're alluding to, right? Yeah.
This is the other stuff.
You know,
Michelle, you see these kids, and they're in the grocery carts, and they push them through the checkout line, and what's the first thing they got in the checkout line? All the sugar and the junk. I mean, this adds to it, does it not?
Well, you know, and people have to understand that those foods are addictive. It's not that your kid has been co-opted by the system, and they are well aware of the addiction of sugar, fat, and salt. And you take big soda manufacturers, they create a certain cocktail of sugar and salt so that your brain craves it. And so we are creating children with food addictions. When people, even adults, say, oh, I love whatever, bread or whatever they're loving, which is not a health food, by the way, and just filled with pesticides because they use the pesticides on wheat as a desiccant, super high amounts of pesticides in non-organic wheat. These create brain addictions. And when kids are presented with gut inflammation, leaky gut, from a disruption in the microbiome, years of eating pesticides and GMOs, these foods go right up into their brains, along with the toxic chemicals. So when we looked at this, kids who who eat organic, within 2 weeks, clear the pesticides. So when you change kids' diets, not only do you clear out the toxic pesticides, it also shifts their microbiome. And you need those microbes not just for brain health, but for immunological health. And that's a hot topic right now, babe.
It sure is. And to top that off, I mean, this is the 40,000-foot view of what's making our children sick. And so when you have all of these, and this is really amazing that you would talk about the restaurateurs going into the bulk food suppliers. And I don't care if you pick on them. It's fine. Anecdotal or otherwise. The thing is that, you know, these kids are being inundated with stuff. I remember as a kid, you know, you get cornflakes at the table, you load it with milk, and there's the sugar bowl. And I mean, all this stuff is a learned behavior, and parents do it because one, it's the cheapest way to feed their kids, and they load them up with bread. I mean, I remember eating a whole loaf of that cinnamon bread that my mom used to buy by the loaf. And I could sit down literally and run a whole loaf of that through the toaster and go crazy. This is the stuff that's contributing not only to the kids now. You've studied, obviously, because you're a holistic pediatrician, you've studied all of this stuff relative to the obesity factor going on right now in America with kids, right?
Oh, indeed, yes. So a lot of these, two points about that. I'm so glad you brought that up. But people have to appreciate that anywhere from 1 in 3 to 1 in 5 children is now obese. And it depends on what state you live in. Some states are fatter than others. So we're talking anywhere from 30 to 20% of children are obese. Obesity is not a benign condition. It is associated with metabolic syndromes, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, et cetera, not to mention the mental health impacts of being obese. These kids have a high rate of being bullied. So there is a self-esteem issues as well. So this is what we've created. And there are not only is the obesity from the food and the lack of nutrients, when you don't get enough nutrition in your diet, your body craves more. So these kids keep eating more because they haven't gotten their nutrient density in their food. So they're hungry for real food. So we have to switch to organic, but parents have to recognize that they have to really even give extra vitamins to some of our kids, because even in organic, the nutrient density has declined by 40% over the past 50 years. So that's why I am working with regenerative agriculture, regenerative farmers, linked with organizations focused on regeneration, because we have to reclaim our soil, and that's up to us. So not only do we need to be aware as parents, as eaters, as consumers, as protectors of children, we have to become friends with our farmer, grow it yourself, know where your food is coming from, develop an active interest in food. Food is not insignificant, it's an important part. So the technocracy has created so that, oh, you know, pharmaceuticals are the way to better health. Not true. That is a misguided belief. It's a false narrative. So I want people to get back into loving their food, loving their farmer, swapping recipes, and getting kids in the kitchen early. Ladies, let the kids dirty the kitchen. Please, you can clean it up. It's not a big deal. And get them in there. And so it's a whole cultural shift on how we have to think about this.
I remember, Dr. Michelle, when we had, when my kids were growing up, we had 32 hens in a hen house, and we used the straw with their manure in our garden, and we grew some really good-looking vegetables, and they got to participate in the entire process. I would think that educating kids to understand what's good for them, I mean, that's why I really appreciate our homeschool moms out there that are listening to the show, because their kids are actually learning this stuff. I mean, I love it. And I don't, it's not that I like, you know, my grandson to go out and kill Bambi. But my younger son is teaching his kid how to field dress a deer. And I'm like, okay, so you guys are eating from the wild. The thing is, I think sometimes even with his type 1 diabetes, he actually is having, they really have to be very conscious of his diet. And his glucose levels, his insulin levels, there are some parents that actually have taken and are forced to take more of a proactive stance because of stuff like this. Do you see this as a common thing going on more and more these days?
Yes, and you know, if you touched upon it, Dave, and your grandson with type 1 diabetes, it's an autoimmune disease. All autoimmune diseases are rising in children, and this is directly related to the immunologic dysregulation of their guts. 80%, 70% of your immune function from your gut. Most of the children I see now have something called dysbiosis, with this imbalance in their microbes. When you have an imbalance in the microbes, that causes immunologic mayhem, which can then lead to chronic inflammation, which can then lead to autoimmune disease, and ultimately to cancer. So we don't see as many cancers in children because they take a decade or two to develop. So they were picking up in younger people. Having parents, like you did with the chickens of the farm, kids who grow up with farm animals and are exposed to those microbes, much healthier, decreased risk of asthma and then allergies, by the way. Composting that stuff, that straw and that poop, putting in your garden, awesome. And what we're trying to create is a farm-to-clinic, farm-to-hospital, farm-to-school movement, where every school in America, every hospital in America, every clinic in America would have an organic farm for their students, their patients, their clients. And this is how we re-educate our population and get away from this farmer narrative. This is what we need to do. It's not farming that's going to help your children. It's nutrient-dense, real, pesticide free, GMO-free food. If you eat organic, it doesn't have GMOs by definition. What you've done with your own kids is spot on. And even with all that stuff that we're doing, doesn't necessarily protect them fully, because there's still so many environmental toxicants, but it helps a lot. It's the first big step. So this is what we need to do as parents. And we have to remember that organizations that were set up to help regulate, supervise us in the government, FDA, USDA, EPA, are asleep at the wheel. They are, I think, they're the arm of industry, and they are not doing their job to watch out for your child. So it behooves parents now to regain control, whether they're homeschooling, growing their own. You could live in an apartment and grow your own herbs. Everyone can do it. You can YouTube it or some other station, figure out how to grow your own. And this is what we have to do. We have to embrace the regenerative movement, every single one of us, together in community.
No doubt. 844-769-2944. We are going to be coming up to the break in about 6 minutes, so you don't have a whole lot of time to get on the phone to call and ask Dr. Michelle Perro questions. We have a lot of stuff to talk about here because, I mean, you have a website. You're the executive director of GMOscience.org. That's GMOscience.org, and for genetically modified organism science.org. And the thing is, with this genetic modification, this is almost like the jabs, like the vaccines. These are modified. They're modified by a computer. And not only are they modified by a computer, but they don't list the ingredients, the real ingredients, that are inside of the jabs. And now they want to jab our kids. And I know, Dr. Perro, you have a take on that as well. What's your position on that?
Yeah, so I've been an outspoken critic of gene-edited products that are unstudied in our children now for about 2 decades, ever since I learned about GMOs. So this idea of genetic engineering, whether it's a GM food, a gene-edited product, the Impossible Burger, or gene-edited immunotherapy, like we'll call it a vaccine, but it's really not a vaccine because it's a gene-edited product that we're injecting without any data on the sequelae. There are some real significant problems. I am all for advances in science. I'm not anti-science. I'm not anti-anything. I'm not anti-fact, anti-science, I don't know, pick it, or uncle. What I am is I'm pro-child. You show me a really good study, and I'll have a look at it. What I've seen from industry is really quite, I'll put it frankly, garbage. That Pfizer study is garbage. The Moderna study is garbage. So I'm just saying it's a garbage science. This is what we're basing we're injecting children based on this. And now we have a very active science experiment taking place with a failed result. So this gene-edited material breaks down easily. It's an mRNA. And messenger RNA is different than DNA. It's very unstable. So the vaccinologist came up with this idea that we'll encapsulate it in this lipid little biosphere, make it super small, which is a nanoparticle, and that will allow a better entry. So what we've done is we've introduced this material, unstudied, untested, unregulated, into children who have a very different physiology than adults. Children are not mini adults. So let that be clear. I just want that to resonate for a moment. We inject them, and then this messenger RNA tells the child's DNA to go ahead and produce the spike protein. Well, it's a spike protein that's toxic. This spike protein is causing neuroinflammation. I just read a paper about this and the mechanism how it does it. Because of its size, Dave, it crosses the child's blood-brain barrier, activates these immune cells in their brains called microglial cells, and those cells, which we know from autism, now affecting 1 in 33 kids in America, that is an epidemic. It's a pandemic, actually. And those cells are hard to turn off and cause brain inflammation. When you have neurologic inflammation, that leads to what you see clinically, autism spectrum, neurodegenerative disease, neurocognitive dysfunction, ADHD, insomnia, Alzheimer's, et cetera. And so you have to explain to me why we're injecting children on a disease that they have essentially a zero risk of morbidity and mortality. I am lost on this one, Dave, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat you are, and I don't understand, Dr. Michelle Perro, what got into these people. I mean, literally, we've traced everything, and this was like in April of 2020, when I first started to encounter the research on this thing as an investigative journalist and radio talk show host. I'm sitting here looking at the data, and I'm going, wait a minute. One thing, we don't have all the data. We don't have all the science. We're being lied to. Now they want to lock us down. Our kids are being forced to wear masks. Oh, wait a minute. Now they're not even allowed to go to school. And had it not been for the fact that they were doing remote learning, we wouldn't have found out about critical race theory and all the other gobbledygook they're being programmed with. But, you know, then when they do go to school, they have to wear masks, and then they get deprived of oxygen, get hypoxia, and then people can't see how they react. I mean, this obviously, and I want to talk about this after the break. The number is 844-769-2944. We have a couple of minutes left. When we come back from the break, we're going to be taking your phone calls for Dr. Michelle Perro. And we're going to spend as much time with her as we can because there's a lot of stuff in here. We're talking about your kids these days now, folks, whether your kids are immunocompromised, whether they have a what we like to look at as a pre-existing condition, a comorbidity factor. Very quickly, with 2 minutes, the comorbidity factors in kids, these jabs, what are we looking at seeing more of? I mean, they're not going to get prion diseases like adults are they?
Oh, they certainly could. It may take longer to develop. The kind of reactions we're seeing are cardiac and neurologic, which, of course, is what, for example, Moderna, in their initial study, which I actually read, had the major side effects were neurologic and cardiac. What are we seeing? Neurologic and cardiac. So why are we surprised? Because that's what the science reported, what they were the types of reactions they were seeing. The kind of reactions we can expect are neurologic changes, mood changes, the cardiac stuff, vascular issues. We're even seeing skin stuff. We're seeing reproductive issues, extensive bleeding, and girls that are menstruating. We're seeing a host of those types of issues. And in my clinical practice now, which is very small these days, I'm kind of winding down clinically. Been at it a while, as you said, 40 years. I have boots on the ground. And in my small clinical practice, I'm still seeing lots of these reactions, these vaccine reactions or whatever, jab reactions or whatever you want to call it. And when we send these kids for evaluations, they're being told by specialty hospitals, like, oh, no, it's not from the jab. I'm like, what? Like, nothing else happened to this kid. I had a normal kid, now I don't. And the only intervention was the jab. So they're, you know, 2 plus 2 does not equal 5. Let's be real. So there's this disinformation being propagated by the system.
No doubt. And we're going to be right back with Dr. Michelle Perro after the break. Get on that toll-free line. I know you got a question or two. 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be right back. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Friday, January 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much. However you are joining us, whether on shortwave or whatever, if you are on shortwave and you're listening to our show, it's probably been pre-taped, and so you can't call in. But if you are listening to us live here on Central Time, the number is 844-769-2944. We have somebody that's been in the holistic pediatrics field for nearly 40 years experience. Dr. Michelle Perro is back with us in this segment. We have been talking about a lot of different things, but now we're kind of focusing in on the jab. And apparently there's a new article, Dr. Michelle, that you are writing about why America hates our kids. You want to elaborate on that?
Oh, certainly. So, you know, in 2014, we established, myself and others, two other folks, GMO science. And that was specifically to look at the effects of genetically engineered organisms and pesticides with a lens on health. And that's what you had mentioned previously. Since then, there is a recognition that we need to change the tide to a positive movement away from an anti-narrative to a pro-narrative. We are now promoting this idea of holistic health, food is medicine, and reclaiming our health is called Regeneration Health International. I'm working on it presently, and it will be launched in a few months. And the idea is to reclaim our health with this idea is how, with regeneration for our children, our bodies, ourselves, our soil, and offsets climate change at the same time. Win, win, win. But one of the other pieces, two other things I'm working on, is a children's environmental health bill of rights. And there were six things that I have put on that bill of rights. I'm promoting it internationally. And they include organic food, clean air, clean water, free from experimental medicinals, free from 5G and other electromagnetic frequencies, as well as free from e-waste. Children are the harvesters of electronic waste dumps. And that's what I'm promoting. But lastly, there's a piece I'm working right now. It will be up on our website shortly. Is why America doesn't protect its children. And, well, I even said hates our children. Yes, I did. And it has to do with the fact that since we've been following this from lead to the introduction of pesticides to the introduction of GMOs and now into the experimental jabs, we have not protected our children from known environmental toxicants. The list is long. And so we know, for example, that heavy metals hurt our children. Well, they're in the soil. We know that pesticides hurt children. We've known that for decades. We have not removed them from our foods. We know that 5G hurts our children. Plenty of data for decades, and yet there's a big 5G rollout. And we know that gene editing has not been studied in little kids. Very sensitive, rapid turnover DNA, and yet we're injecting them with it. So I say we've got an F on our report card in America protecting its children. And that is currently what I'm working on.
Sure. I want to kind of drill down a little bit on this idea of your clinician and the research you've been doing when you see patients that have undergone the jab and you're basically the overlords are basically saying, oh, no, it wasn't the jab. The thing is that there are in my book, from based on the research I've done from some of the data, there are some kids that because of the hypersensitivity of their systems, they are affected sooner than later
And it seemed to me like if you're going to create a bioweapon and you're going to unleash it on America, the only reason that you would want to inject the kids, which are least affected by the coronavirus, is because you want to alter their genetic makeup, sterilize them, and control the population, the future population, which literally, if you're going to sterilize all our kids with the jab, I mean, I'm literally seeing that. Have you actually, because we've had other people on the show, other doctors, who have talked about the fact that if you inject a kid when they're very young, it's going to take 10 years before you find out whether they even have any reproductive capacity anymore. So I got to ask you, have you done any clinical research with people? Because you were talking about excessive bleeding and stuff like that in women. I'm just trying to figure out, along with the science and the data, whether or not anything aligns with as a result of getting the jab.
Well, you know, and I should be clear that I myself am not a researcher, but a clinician, but I certainly see the trend, and then I do read the data. And I can say that the Japanese did request data from Pfizer regarding where that spike protein went after a jab. And it appears that that spike protein in the jab, which is different than the coronavirus spike protein itself, it's not exactly the same. There are some amino acid alterations, which makes the jab spike protein more rigid when it's produced by your own body is producing it. It's not the same in the natural virus, which is not natural, the virus itself and the jab. It's not the same spike protein. But let's look at the spike protein for a minute. It appears that that spike protein, which is toxic, that is one of the most toxic elements in the jab, likes fatty tissue, which means it goes to ovaries, it goes to bone marrow. When it's in the ovary, and this may be the explanation of why we're seeing so many girls with bleeding irregularities, menstrual irregularities, and anecdotally from my obstetrician friends are saying pregnancies are a mess. We're seeing high rates of miscarriages. That's in the BEARS data by the CDC. That's in our own data. People can look that up. And women bleeding excessively at birth. That is not normal. The rate of miscarriage is skyrocketing for women who receive the jab during pregnancy. You can track that data. And so if, as a physician, we have to be asking why? Now, there's obvious reasons for many of us, and yet there's absolute denial in many of us as well. And so this is the discrepancy that's really hard for me to justify. Whether it's the mass formation that Dr. McDonald and Dr. Desmond talked about, I'm not sure. You know, I can only surmise. But that is what I'm seeing. So I do believe we're going to have a reproductive mess because right now about 1 in 11 couples has fertility issues. You can look in some Midwest cities and there's an infertility clinic on every corner because infertility is such a major issue now. In 10 years, we need to track these children and follow that data. But honestly, do we really need to do that, Dave, when we have this massive infertility going on right now in America? And those kids were born via IVF and all those drugs those women take, not necessarily a great thing, by the way, but that's another show. We'll shelve that one. So I suspect we will see those longer-term issues coming up. It'll take about a decade. You know, if you're jabbing a 10-year-old, it'll take a decade or two before we see the information. The same thing happened with GMOs, right? We introduced them, the kids have the issues now. It took a couple of decades, but the problems are there. So we have these chronically inflamed kids. Kids are not as healthy as they used to be, and now we're jabbing them.
Yeah,
so
and Monsanto's made millions.
Issues from the jab.
Yeah,
so we
no
will
doubt.
Have more issues from the jab. So we are jabbing and doing this experimental, immunologic therapy on children. I'm not calling it a vaccine. We're doing that on children, on kids who are already have evidence of chronic illness. And I can tell you with full certainty, pediatricians are not trained how to evaluate it, how to look for it, what kind of lab data to do, and how to treat it.
Amazing. 844-769-2944 is the number to call right here on the Power Hour. We are live right now at 1240 p.m. Central Time. And this is the Power Hour. We're on here with Dr. Michelle Perro, M.D. And Laura Lee in Montana, you have a question for Dr. Michelle.
I do. First of all, it was the early 90s, I got a tetanus shot. and it threw my body into passing out, not being able to get well. So I know this is real, not a joke. I've been fighting whatever it gave me for 20-some years. I've got MS. I've got Lyme disease, and now I feel like I've got this myositis. I can't gain weight, so it's a catch-22. I did contact Dr. Hydear, and I'm waiting on results. But I have to eat enough to gain weight, but I can't eat bad stuff, so it's so hard to gain weight. Doctor, do you have any? I mean, I do coconut oils, olive oil, avocado oil, avocados, bananas, everything that I can get into my body, and meat. I do eat deer meat. But I've got a lot going on. Is there anything that you can tell me?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your misfortune, and it sounds like that tetanus shot may have been the camel that broke the straw that broke the camel's back. And what's unfortunate is that, like you, like many of our children, already have chronic disease, and then there is an insult, whether it's something in their food or it's something in an injection. When we give injections or whatever kind of therapy, there are contaminants and there are heavy metals, and it just might have been the heavy metal in the tetanus shot, for example, because they do have heavy metal adjuvants in there that can offset your entire body. It's a good possibility that you had underlying Lyme disease even before the vaccine, and then you spiraled down. It's a complicated issue, and I don't think we have the time here to give it justice. And I am a pediatrician, which means I tend to do the younger segment in general. But kids have these issues as well, as for chronic infection, chronic fatigue syndrome. We have an explosion of chronic infection in kids as well. Be clear that are undiagnosed, unrecognized, and there's been another time, Dave, a lack of admission regarding chronic Lyme disease, and particularly by the government, and we can go into that as well as some other shows. So I would say you have to treat the root cause. You have to create the healthiest terrain you can. You have to get rid of 5G and whatever electromagnetic frequencies that are surrounding yourself, and eat as nutrient-dense as you possibly can, which you are, but getting to the root cause. And also homeopathy can be a major lifesaver, and getting working with an experienced homeopath.
Well,
thank
Dr.
you for
Michelle,
that question, and I wish you well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Michelle, I was just wondering, we have Dr. Syed Hyder's COVID protocols on there, and one of the things I was looking at when Laura Lee mentioned Lyme disease, I was looking at the possibility that Lyme disease is parasitical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Lyme disease is complicated, Dave. It's unfortunately, it's unusual to have just one organism when you have Lyme disease. It's a multi-organism infection. If you're, you know, and for those of us who believe that there's been a lot of, bioweaponization of organisms, which I believe has happened in America over the past 60 years, lots of documentation of that. I didn't make that up, that these organisms are very difficult to treat because they've been weaponized. And there are people who believe that or not. That's my own belief. I have references for this, of course, and documentation.
Sure.
And so, but that's why they are so difficult to treat. You know, when Lyme disease is so difficult to treat, why? Because of the Borrelia organism that causes it, which is a spirochete, a lot like syphilis. So it's not a parasite like Babesia, which is like malaria. It's an organism that responds to antibiotics. So why, when we give patients antibiotics, won't they get better? Well, that's because there are co-infections with the initial tick bite, and those co-infections are often viral, parasitic, and fungal. And so you have to treat a patient with a multi-pronged approach when managing Lyme disease. So the best advice I can give for Lyme is get it as early as you can before it sets in.
Right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much for your call, Laura Lee. Like I said, we have the protocols online, too. You might want to check with some of the frontline doctors, too, and see if they have any ideas for you to help you out. Anyway, like I said, all the research in the world doesn't help if you don't take action. We appreciate you doing that by at least calling us here on the Power Hour. Sherry in Kansas, you are on the phone with Dr. Michelle Perro.
Hello, Dr. Perro and Dave. Doctor, I'd like to add to your, as far as the load that I say it's the millennial generation got hit with a triple whammy. They, when they increased the vaccine schedule, after the 1986 law went in, and then they also started doing sonograms on the mothers, I understand. I think it was sometime in the 80s. And I don't know if you're familiar with Jim West actually did a breakdown of the only people to really do a study on that was the Chinese because of their one-child policy. They actually did a study on the effect of sonograms on babies. And it does damage them. And we don't know what kind of damage it's doing. They shouldn't be doing that. Because, you know, when I was pregnant, they didn't even think about doing sonograms like that. But and then the other thing is that's when the cell service came in their generation, and they had all the extra wireless. And now, you know, I really feel sorry for the millennials. You know, but well,
Dr. Perro, yeah, your comment.
Yes, this is your point is so well taken, and I'll explain why. You're absolutely right. Our millennials have gotten creamed. You're spot on about the vaccine change. The laws changed in 1986, and Reagan was when I was at the helm, and they literally took away and they indemnified vaccine company and producers from any litigation from the harmful sides of their from their vaccinations. Absolutely true. And so, yes, correct. And then the schedule has gone haywire with a horrific number of requirements. Agreed. You're absolutely right. Then our millennials are eating all the GMOs and pesticides. They were introduced in 1996 to 1998. They got hit again. And now this 5G rollout hit again. And I agree with you. I have read studies about the effects of ultrasounds, particularly in the first trimester when all the organs are forming, particularly harmful. And I tell women not to get a sono in the first trimester, and if they have to do it, wait until at least everything is formed in the second trimester. Though I agree with you, I have concerns about all these electromagnetic frequencies on developing children, developing fetus, developing baby, developing toddler, developing teen. So that's this idea. And that's what I said earlier, that children are not many adults. They have rapid cellular turnover, particularly when they're growing, whether it's in the fetal stage, the toddler stage, or when they are undergoing adolescence. So we have to protect our children, and we have to appreciate the effects of electromagnetic frequencies on them, whether it's from 5G, from sonogram, dirty electricity. There are many sources. And what you're also pointing out is that there's a multifactorial toxicant allostatic heavy load, and the first way to treat kids is lighten their load, unload their backpacks, and take it away from their food, get rid of their 5G, wire, don't get away from your router, and wire up, go back on cable or fiber optics, and make sure you use a water filter in your house, and jab them as little as you possibly can. If that means homeschooling them, well, so be it. So this is what we need to do now is lighten the toxic load. Environmental toxins are what making us kids sick. Yeah.
Back in the 70s when I was pregnant, I got a hold of Dr. William Crook's book, and, you know, that really was a good guide for – I remember that picture he had in there of a kid with top of his head – cut off, you know, a cartoon, and he had all this load of crap, environmental and food and all that stuff coming in. And like you say, get rid of the toxic load. Thank you.
Appreciate your call,
Thank
Sherry.
You.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
much.
You know, see, we have some very astute listeners dialing in on this program, Dr. Perro. And like I say, all these questions are extremely legitimate by people who really do care, which is why I'm glad you came on the show. And, you know, as far as the website goes, it's gmoscience.org. You have a drmichelleperro.com. That's P-E-R-R-O with two L's in Michelle. drmichelleperro.com. These are your websites. You have any other websites that you want to tell our listeners about? We're going to be putting them on the Power Hour, so you don't have to sit there and write this stuff down, because if you're getting our email blast, folks, we will be giving you all this information so that you can contact. Now, as far as some of the your websites and things besides gmoscience.org, what else are you sending people to as far as getting more info?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of a website called Regeneration International, and that's where Regeneration Health International, it's a, the website that I mentioned earlier on kids, will be housed, and that's what I'm working on presently. I'm also a big fan of Organic Consumers Association and the work of Ronnie Cummins and his organization, and he is spot on, and he's been the OCA, Organic Consumers Association, and I've worked a lot with Ronnie as well. And you know, I work with other organizations like NAEM, the National Association of Environmental Medicine, where I'm advisor, MadeSafe.org, where I'm an advisor, and let's see, where else am I working? So those are the main ones. So these are all environmental organizations trying to promote environmental well-being. So we're trying to promote a positive way of looking at this while undoing the damage we've done. We have a lot of damage control to do. So these are good sites for people to go to, as well as PAN, Pesticide Action Network. And they do some tremendous stuff regarding pesticide advocacy. So those are some of my favorite spots where people can look. And I also will be having some articles come up shortly with Stephanie Seneff. Some of you may know her.
Oh, I think everybody knows her out there, yeah. Yeah, she's really good.
So Stephanie and I, she's awesome. She's brilliant. I love her. We're friends. We wrote a piece together on GMO science called Pedicide back in June when this first rollout began. And we have other pieces in the hopper that we're working on collaboratively. So this is the stuff that folks can look toward, look forward. And I will be speaking with Children's Environmental Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization, and I am a big fan of their work. I work with them peripherally, but very superficially, but I will be doing an interview with them as well, because I'm so concerned about the fate of our children. And so complicity, if you're silent, you're complicit. What can I say?
Yep, for sure. Well, and we interviewed Robert F. Kennedy about the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and we have it here at the Power Mall for those of you who want to buy it. It is available. Dave in New York, we got just a couple of minutes here with Dr. Michelle Perro. Go ahead.
Hello, Doctor. Something that, you know, will cover a lot of the things that you just mentioned. The gentleman that had EMF shield, or EMP shield, excuse me, you know, would stop the 5G, would stop, you know, the router and all these other type things going on by shielding your house. And the last I knew, I know at that time when he was on, things were on sale. So, you know, the price was as low as it was going to get. And if you use TPH on the code, which would stand for the Power Hour, you'd get an additional $50 or $60 off the deal. But that's really all I want to say, because it really seemed to fit in here. So that's empshield.com.
Correct. Yeah, I appreciate that, Dave. And go ahead, Dr. Michelle.
No, yeah, of course. Thank you for providing that. And I just want to remind listeners that I appreciate that we protect ourselves, we protect, you know, our homes, our children. But I'm asking people, even I have another ask, you know, Dave, and that's that people take a giant step outside of their comfort zone and work at the policy level, whether it's in their school,
their own town government, at their state level, to make change at the policy level. So, yeah, we might be able to protect our own homes against 5G or GMOs, et cetera, but what can we do on a bigger level? Can we stop pesticides being sprayed in our own schools, our own communities? So this is a call to action for people to step outside their comfort zone and do something else, even if it's small, even if it's in their own community. If we all did it, one thing to help the greater good, this would be a massive movement. So that is my, that's my ask, Dave. There's my ask.
I appreciate that. Dr. Michelle Perro, thank you so much for being with us on the Power Hour. We're going to have you back because there's a whole lot more stuff that we could talk about. As you say, we're going to put on the shelf till next time. And, of course, we're coming up to the end of the program, and so we appreciate your coming on. And What's Making Our Children Sick, you were the co-author of GMOScience.org or DrMichellePerro.com if you want to get in touch with Dr. Michelle. And we appreciate you being on the program. Thank you so much for coming on. And all of our callers, we appreciate you, too, because you have very valid questions and concerns. One of the other little pieces of research that I encourage people, because we're talking about EMP and EMF, electromagnetic frequency, you might want to go on, do a little research online on your DuckDuckGo and find out whether or not, just look up all the materials that will block EMF, electromagnetic frequency, from coming into your house, and use that as a starting point for protecting yourself and your family. We appreciate that. We have so much other things going on right now. As a matter of fact, a couple of other quick news headlines. Joshua Hawley from Missouri is looking at putting forward a bill that would ban all stock trading by members of Congress. That would be something. The Pelosi's would just absolutely hate that because they've made so much money with what I think is insider trading. But like I said, that's my opinion. The VA nurses, National Nurses United, are holding a rally in Brooklyn to address the staffing shortage. I think all nurses, because of what the Supreme Court has done, need to just walk. End of story. Walk out and show them who's boss here, folks. Say no and keep your freedom. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We'll see you Monday. Darkness, with the burning light of noon. Who's standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Great to God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Joseph Shalom, He's Yahweh. The righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just
just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.